And he makes his regular appearance here on the show, the quarterback, Bernie Kosar. Bern, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Vic. And yourself?
Outstanding, and always glad to talk ball with you. An exciting weekend of playoff games. We'll get into that in a little bit, but we've got to get your reaction to the Browns hiring Rob Chudzinski as their head coach, a guy I know you know well, and a University of Miami alum. So you've got a lot, I'm sure you got to say about Chud.
Well, Vic, you hit it right on the head. And, you know, I've been mentioning to people publicly and privately, yeah, I'm biased because I've known him since his playing days in 87 and 89 when he was part of two college national championship teams and then going into graduate assistant work and then becoming a coach like he has been since his playing days. You know, I'm a little biased in terms of just being friends with him and respecting him on and off the field. But, you know, as I tell people, and as I'd like to say even now, forget the biases of it. You know, just factually, how I look at the game, the Don Shula, Howard Schnellenberger type of down-the-field passing game with the stout physical running game, with the offensive line play off a play-action pass, throwing the ball vertically, Coach Shula, Coach Schnellenberger really believe in throwing the ball deep 2 to 4 times a quarter, which equates to 8 to 16 times a game. That type of down-the-field throwing I strongly believe in, but also that type of system, which is the core foundation of, you know, how I look at the game and is still predominant and successful even today, although it's had some ebbs and flows to it over the years. That coupled with, I was blessed in 1993 and then to keep a relationship with Norv Turner, the Ernie Zampezi, the Air Coryell type of vertical timing down the field throwing game. Right. Also, those are for sure the two most successful down the field passing attacks, offenses that we've seen that are still predominant today. Chud has spent a lot of time in both and has spent a lot of time with Norv and the Zampezi Air Coryell type of system. So those types of systems implemented together, he's kind of put a system within himself together, and you can't argue with the fact that it has been successful. He's had success, right. And no disrespect to anybody from the Browns past and what we've been doing, but I definitely could see and could probably guarantee our listeners out there that we're going to see a much more exciting down-the-field throwing game. And I think the most excited guys really should be Brandon Wheaton, Trent Richardson, Josh Gordon, Greg Little, because those four guys fit very well into those two types of systems that Coach Chud's implemented.
Yeah, and Bernie, when you look at what we saw this past weekend, a record weekend for scoring in divisional playoff games. There's never been a weekend with more points in that divisional round that we saw yesterday, and we've seen these changes in the league and that it's pass-oriented, that it's explosive offenses ruling, all of that, we've come to conclude that that's what this game is. So my sense of the timing of this hire, if everything you just illustrated and broke down about what Rob Chudzinski's thinking is, where he comes from a mentality, aggressive mentality, all of that, if all of that plays out, then it is putting the Browns right in step with what the entire NFL is all about right now.
Yeah, first, there's no question we saw four fantastic football games this weekend, and offense is the king in terms of at the end of the year needing to score to win these games. Peyton Manning scoring 35 points and coming up a loser. Heck, Green Bay scored 31, lost the game. The amount of points just in the fourth quarter of the Seattle Atlanta game, heck, in the last 90 seconds of the game, was impressive to watch. So being able to move the ball, be able to score points, there's no question that's imperative at this time of the year. And I think guys have really come to realize, too, that if you're going to get to the Super Bowl, get this deep into the playoffs, you really got to bank on you have to win games, not other teams are going to lose games. I know that seems kind of, no kidding, simple to say, but, you know, playing it close to the vest, playing not to lose, isn't the teams that are successful this time of the year and in the league today. So, again, I know I'm probably beating a dead horse here, but being able to be vertical, I think, plays into our personnel right now. And no disrespect, again, to guys like Chip Kelly, who were interviewed for the job. But Those type of offenses, albeit successful, probably would dictate some different types of personnel, and some of the guys that we've just been talking about, I think, are better suited to the type of system that I think Coach Chud's going to run.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he regularly does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, it's one thing to talk about, you know, implementing these schemes and wanting to be aggressive and coming from the school of thought of aggressiveness, all of that. It's wonderful, and it sounds like wonderful ideas when we talk about them. My question is, how do they get implemented? And from what you know of Rob Gronkowski, as well as you know him, the application of this, what will he do, or how will he do it to make it actually work?
Okay, that's a beautiful question, and I don't want to try to be cute or funny with this response, but those bags under his eyes are because of lack of sleep. And his attention to the detail, his attention to understanding the offense is one thing, but his attention to coaching up the details of the assignment, and it's the middle of January right now. Players are really starting to think about next season already, as obviously are the coaches. And yes, he's implementing staff and trying to put the rest of the organization together right now. The Senior Bowl's coming up next week. The off-season programs are going to be starting in about 6 weeks or so. And that March, April, May, June, some time off in July, training camp in August, day in and day out, those practices, voluntary-wise and mandatory-wise, the film study that will go on between Coach Chud, the offensive staff, and the offensive players, it's going to be day in and day out. And the details of the assignment, how to run routes, how to get up on the technique, how to get the defensive backs' hips turned before you make a break, how you get up into their feet before you snap off that comeback or square, will be preached and practiced day in and day out to receivers. The quarterback and his mechanics of five steps, don't hitch, throw the skinny post, throw the speed out, how many times they throw the fades versus press coverage, leaving 3 yards to the boundary and leading the receiver to the outside shoulder, so they're throwing it away from the defensive back. All these little things not only will be stretched and coached up day in and day out, they'll be practiced day in and day out, studied on film, and that repetition that everyone's going to get, I think, is one part that's going to add to not only the offense being better, but the players getting better as individual players, given their respective positions.
And Bernie, the other key skill that this coach seems to have, that Chud seems to have shown, is the ability to adapt and mold around the skill sets of the quarterbacks. He doesn't have to have a, quote, specific type of guy to make his scheme work. And we saw that with Cam Newton, who's a very different athlete than Derek Anderson by a lot. And he made both of those guys successful in the respective years. He was OC in Cleveland in 07 with Anderson, and then worked with Newton the last couple of years in Carolina. And that seems to me that makes it a wide open door to how the Browns approach their quarterback position going forward. I mean, you could always just say he can work with Brandon Whedon and make him into what the Browns need him to be, or he could work with anybody and any type of athlete and have that result.
Yeah, fantastic point. Didn't want to criticize your anybody there because I'm not sure we'll take anybody off the street, but any quarterback ready person. Any,
yeah, in a good, yeah. In a, right, you know what I meant.
Yeah, in a
style.
In a,
style.
Yes, and not, in not somewhat quality. Of a, yeah. Somewhat of an attempt to be humorous. Coach Judd's not an idiot, and he's going, yes, he believes in the Coach Snellenberger, Don Shula system. Yes, he believes in the Norv Turner, Zampezi, Air Coryell system, but he's smart enough to make sure that he works it around what the players are best suited to do and what the players best suited to be successful at in terms of scoring points and winning games and making successful plays. So his ability to be adjustable, to be open-minded, and again, that sounds so simple, and I'm not, again, not trying to take shots at anybody in the past, but me and you both well know quite a few people in our three or four decade career of being around the NFL right. that aren't open-minded, that are closed-minded, and this is my system, and this is the plays that I run, and this is how I want to do it, period, as opposed to being somewhat flexible and somewhat open-minded in terms of making sure that at the end of the day that the person's abilities also play a factor in determining how we run a system, how we call plays, and how we implement plays.
And, you know, you bring up open-mindedness and a clear trend that we're going to see in the Final Four here of the league with the conference championship games coming up is the ultimate open mind, Bill Belichick with New England, always adjusting around what he has and making it work. He did it at the running back position once again yesterday after Danny Woodhead's injury. The San Francisco 49ers going with Colin Kaepernick, Jim Harbaugh going to that quarterback over Alex Smith and making that QB change during the year. And look at the result of that. He's back in the conference championship game. And then you look at, you know, the other teams that are involved in this, perhaps in terms of Baltimore, my God, they changed coordinators. They went from Cam Cameron to Jim Caldwell. You talk about being open-minded and different types of play calls and different philosophy. That's being outside the box. And the Atlanta Falcons, it's still about, you know, Matt Ryan, Matty Ice making those throws and trying to be effective. But at one point, you know, they were a team that I think was going to be driven by Michael Turner, and they don't have the running game, so they are throwing it and throwing it aggressively. So that seems to me like the more open-minded you are to things, and I'm not suggesting that this is the only way you get to where those teams are if you're the Browns, but it has to bode well seeing the trend we have in the postseason.
Well, I definitely think it bodes well. And to your point, if you would have suggested that even two or three years ago that the read option, for an example, would be such a predominant play and scheme within successful offenses and teams that are going deep into the playoffs, most every NFL expert would have probably laughed you right out of the conversation. And today, that's actually becoming almost a staple now within NFL offenses. So, again, we're being a little repetitive, but again, to be open-minded, to be creative, to be open to ideas, however it is that you're able to get successful plays, get the ball in the end zone, and get the W's, at the end of the day, that's still what the league's about, and it's imperative that you just keep an open mind to be able to adjust, even during games, let alone the season.
All right, Bernie, wonderful as always. We appreciate it, and we will talk with you again soon, my friend.
Sounds great.
The one and only Bernie Kosar joining us, as always, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.